This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
How much will we get to see? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big question after the judge who signed off on the search warrant for the FBI Trump raid told the Justice Department he may allow the affidavit justifying the warrant be made public, giving them 1 week to propose redactions, blacking out some material.
Lawyer Deanne Shulman, representing news organizations, says,
at this juncture, he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal.
The feds say if they redact everything sensitive, there likely won't be much text for the public to read or understand. Making too much public, they say, could endanger cooperating witnesses.
Fox's Evan Brown in West Palm Beach. The former president wants the affidavit unsealed. The FBI took 11 sets of classified documents from his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. The millions of us who've gotten our COVID vaccine shots and boosters haven't had to pay for them. The Biden administration is going to change that, planning to end taxpayer funding.
HHS says it will take months to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. It's not clear how 30 million people in the United States without health insurance will be covered.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. 4 years after notorious organized crime boss Whitey Bulger was beaten to death, three men have been arrested. One's a mafia hitman. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Paul DiColigero, Photius Gies, and Sean McKinnon were all indicted as part of a conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Bulger was 89 years old when he was killed at a federal prison facility in West Virginia.
Bulger had just been transferred there hours earlier from Florida. There are three arrests in New York City in the beating death of a cab driver last weekend. Police say they didn't want to pay the fare. A GoFundMe's raised more than $100,000 for Kutan Chima's widow Abigail and their four children.
He was the only one I looked up to, and now his life has just been cut short just like that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Sebastian Gorka here. I'm living a very blessed life as an intelligence analyst, a national talk show host and author, and I have an amazing family. But like many of us, aches and pains start to interfere with living my best life, even just walking the dog. But I found Relief Factor 3 years ago, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains, and now I'm pain-free and I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 other Americans. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Almost 70% of those who order go on to use it more. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
The midterm elections are less than 3 months away, and while Republicans are confident they can win the handful of seats they need to take control of the House, Democrats are more optimistic about building majority in the Senate. They'll like a new Fox News poll.
The Fox News poll finds Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is 4 points behind Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And Arizona's Trump-backed Republican candidate Blake Masters is 8 points behind incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst reacted to the data, telling the Fox News Rundown podcast that between inflation, gas prices, and the president's low poll numbers,
Americans will see that we need a change. And they will support Republicans in the fall.
But the poll found Barnes far ahead of Johnson in Wisconsin among independents, moderates, suburban women, and seniors. Kelly outpolls Masters most with women and seniors. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Three people are dead after two small planes collided in midair near Watsonville Airport in California as they were trying to land. This man saw it.
The smaller plane immediately came apart. One of the wings came off. And it just tumbled end over end.
No one on the ground was injured. On Wall Street, a sell-off may be in store. Dow futures now down about 200 points the day after slight gains. Star NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson won't be playing for a while. He and the NFL agreed to an 11-game suspension. Quarterback traded from Houston to Cleveland in the offseason did apologize for the pain his sexual misconduct scandal caused. He also, though, again, said he's innocent. Watson was accused by more than 20 women and settled almost all their lawsuits.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything.
Watson was not charged criminally. He can return to the Browns in week 13 of the season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the third annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be nice and sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy with a low of 65. For Saturday, chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We will have the superintendent and assistant superintendent of DPS 61 in studios for the DPS Spotlight. Check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our friends from Brinkotter will be stopping by. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I know you said there's rain in the forecast, but man, it is a beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. Just glorious. Although, much darker driving in today. It's like, you know that dread of the fall, like where it just keeps getting darker, a little later, a little later, a little later. It's like all the way in.
Yeah, it's dark, but it's cool.
I know. We have that little window in the summer where it's light out when you come to work, and that's about it. Well, good morning and welcome. So every Friday here on out, we'll have guests coming in from DPS 61, and I want to thank Denise and the crew for arranging that. Apologize again to these two folks. We had a snafu last week on my end of not reading a full email, and there's your lesson learned, right? But we rescheduled them, and Dr. Rochelle Clark and Jeff Days in the studios with us here this morning. They have a full week of classes and students back?
Absolutely.
All right. How did it go first week?
Well, for me, it was amazing. So we're in the schools. We're looking at how teachers are working with students, getting student buy-in, and actually asking students the primary question, what do you need from me to be successful?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. So this is, you know, really, I think the first week of real normal, right, in a couple of years. I saw the COVID numbers from the Macon County Health Department yesterday, pretty good. You know, numbers are down and trending in the right way. You still got to be cautious and take all the precautions, but it has to feel just nice and normal to have everybody back in a classroom and not worrying about having to close down a school every 2 weeks.
Absolutely. I actually just tore up all of my papers from last year from all the schools and classrooms we had to close.
Yeah. All right. Well, so this is not, this time has been a little contentious the last couple of months, this whole school conversation. Where are we with that presently? I know that's a board, you know, decision level, but, you know, I'd heard Oak Grove and maybe a changing of a tactic there. Anything new?
Nothing new right now, but I can tell you to stay tuned because you might have some interesting news on Tuesday.
On Tuesday of next week. Okay. School board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. All right. So a weekend, what have you learned from those students as you're asking them, what do they need to help them? What are you hearing?
Basically what they want. So, you know, we're excited, and the teachers are talking the talk of we're back after the pandemic. So, you know, we all want growth and achievement in our schools, but it means nothing until we get the students involved. So we've been hearing a lot of their voices this week, a lot of excitement from the teachers. So it's just great to be back. And as you said, not having to come back with all of the COVID protocols, and we feel the difference. Yeah. Definitely feel the difference.
And, you know, I'm assuming kids, you know, are still dealing with the consequences of that, right? I mean, you know, our guy graduated last year, but, you know, he missed his entire junior year of high school, you know, in person, and then had sort of a hybrid after that, and then finally got some normalcy right before graduation. But, you know, freshmen, you know, they're doing that. They're coming back. They've missed some stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody has missed something. So, you know, going back doing just meeting them where they are and their needs and where they come in at. But this is where we're at. You know, we got a report from the state yesterday that even the state has, you know, many schools have taken a decline. So this is where we're at. This is the not normalcy, but this is the new normalcy after the pandemic. So, hey, we come out of it after the storm, but we feel confident.
Okay. You guys, you know, in all of administration, you know, whether it's principals in schools or teachers in the classroom or the Kyle building, you know, education to me, public education, seems like it's doing a turnaround in some areas. It's really good as far as not just, you know, pointing kids towards career paths, getting them, you know, what Dr. Morris is doing with, you know, it was amazing to me. We're standing out at Richland a couple of weeks ago, and it dawns on me that 8 of these 10 kids that are getting a CNA certificate are still in high school. I mean, you know, they're such a huge advantage and step before they even graduate from high school. But in some ways, it's still about test scores and testing. And I know you have to have metrics, and I know you have to have a definition of success. But, man, there's a fine line between really teaching a kid and then just trying to get a kid to score something on a point thing so you can say we're successful. Right. Is that still a struggle?
It's a struggle, but this is what I love about Mr. Days. We do talk about the test scores because the state says, you know, you need to be at a certain benchmark. But what he does is he looks at the overall progress. So whatever we started with last year, he's able to say, this is what we did moving forward, and this is how we should be celebrating.
Yeah, but there's also, you know, I know there was a controversial story about, you know, and picked on District 61, I felt, a lot, because I don't think what you're doing is any different than any other large school district in the United States of America. But if you just look at those numbers, it's easy to see why people think it's such a dismal failure, right?
Yeah. That's why you have to, you know, celebrate your successes within the district. You know, you have low performing classrooms, schools, districts, but within there, that doesn't define the entire district. We have some great things going on with Indicator, and, you know, you got to stay hopeful. So, which is some of the excitement that we have about the initiatives of just setting the climate, because we have everything that we need as far as with teaching and learning, and now getting our environment together and getting the students involved in that. So, yeah, our numbers are.
But why horrible. Has the country, you know, because it's not an individual district problem. It's across. I mean, you can look at these demographics across the United States of America, reading skills, math skills. You know, why do we continually score so low?
Yeah, some of it is, you know, I would say the design of the activity, exposing them to what they're actually assessed on the assessments. And actually, federal governments and state need to look at the assessments that they're actually offering to our students. You know, everyone, you think about the nation, we come from different cultures, different climates, but we're given standardized assessments that are national. So, some are just not exposed to the content.
No, I get all that. And I think you got the old way of thinking, you know, I think what COVID taught us, you know, in a lot of areas, I think more so in education and healthcare maybe than any other, you know, that it's got to change.
Yes.
This old system doesn't work.
Yes.
But there will be people that argue, and I guess it's a fair argument. You know, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, math is a, you know, it's not a thing. I mean, there is an answer to those equations, right? And we've just got to get these kids better prepared in life. We went through District 61, you know, K-12, and had a great experience.
Right.
So you're right. It's not just one universal thing. Everybody comes to it. But, you know, our guy also had a supportive family that was there and helped and had all of the backup and had the technology at home to withstand COVID and everything else. That doesn't mean everybody else's story is the same.
Right.
You got more than 8,000 kids. You got 8,000 plus different stories. And it's really hard hard. It's not the same as a smaller private school district or something else. Mm-hmm. It just isn't. So how do we change that? How do you fight that system? Not only the federal government, the state government, your own board of education. I mean, you get a turnover there, four people, majority every 4 years. That changes. The direction changes. You get new superintendents come in. They want to go this way. Then another superintendent comes in and want to go that way. How do you maintain all that?
Yeah, that's difficult. Go ahead.
You got to get to know your students. Like you just touched upon, think outside the box. I'm saying now we need to burn the box.
Yeah.
No, you
won't get any disagree with me about being, we have to do what we learned, what COVID acted as an accelerator, meaning that what would have taken 10 years to happen has overnight happens. Higher ed, parents saw, well, why am I paying $40,000 a year when my kid can do this on a laptop from home? Everybody's got to rethink the way, they're doing everything. But those systems, those bureaucracies seem so hard to fight. And in public education, you've got federal mandates, you've got state mandates, you've got funding issues, you've got unions, you've got school boards, you've got ever-changing, personnel, you've got a lot of teachers retiring and not as many in the funnel, coming in. It almost seems like when you think about it in totality, like an insurmountable, wall. I guess you break it down one at a time and just do the work.
Yeah, that's where that teamwork comes in. Everybody has to collaborate and say, hey, what are we doing that's best for our students and the ones that we have in front of us? And then we take that to a city, state, and federal level.
All right. So any news on the vacant seat? I don't know if it's actually vacant yet. I think Dan steps down at the end of the month. Is that right?
On the 23rd, he steps down. Okay. We've asked for anyone that is interested to make sure they turn in their resumes by noon today. Last I checked, I think we had like two.
That's surprising and yet not surprising to me in the climate that we live in today and what public servants or people who volunteer their time to be elected officials go through and the amount of vitriol that gets thrown their way. It's hard for me to believe that we live in this community of this size and only two people have expressed interest in steering the largest school district we have in this community towards success.
Yes, absolutely.
A sad statement. Until noon today, is there a possibility that might be extended? I know that, once again, that's a board decision. Yeah, but
it is their decision, but, if I was on the board, I would be extended.
Yeah, I think so. Not knowing the two who applied. That's sad. That is just sad. All right, so we might get some news next week on, whether or not we still may have a new school in the equation.
That's correct.
All right, you've been around this for a while. The opportunity to build a new school on money that's already been spent by the taxpayers, meaning if we don't spend it, someone's going to. It's going to go back. It's going to, the taxpayers aren't getting a refund. It's not going back to their wallet. Illinois is a donor state, meaning for every dollar we send to Washington, D.C., we don't get a full dollar back. This kind of opportunity to be able to spend $30, $33, $34 million and build a new school doesn't happen very often.
Once in a lifetime.
I mean, to refurbish the high schools, we went through that whole process. That was a referendum. You had to get buy-in from the entire county, and to the county's credit, they bought into it and they voted for it. But this is a rare occasion.
Very rare. And like I said, this is something that's probably only going to happen once in our lifetime, and our kids deserve this.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think people have either they haven't been in a district school for years because they went to dentist school 40 years ago and they have their memories of it. But, it's not even ADA accessible. I remember when we were putting Promethean boards in the old Eisenhower High School as part of the foundation, and one side of the hall had to turn their lights off and so that the other side of the hall could have the electricity. I mean, people don't believe that, but that is the condition of some of these schools.
Absolutely.
And how do you bring 2022 technology into that?
And how do you expect kids to learn from something like that?
All right. So what's next for the school year? I know you're only a week in. You get your student bodies set up. I know you guys have. Do you do the superintendent, whatever it's called, with the students from all the schools that come and meet with you?
What I'm trying to do now is figure out how to do that. So what I want to do is go into the schools and talk with everybody, not just the staff, but the students, the custodians, secretaries, everybody. So one of the things that we are planning on doing as a DLT team is just making our presence known. How's everything going? What do you need from us, and how can we assist?
That's interesting. So over the years, it's funny because superintendents have different personalities and relationships, and I have heard from teachers, they're never in our school. And then I've heard from teachers, they're in our school too much. It's like, is there a balance between those two things?
I think it's more of like an understanding, because a lot of times people feel like you're there as a gotcha.
Yeah.
And we want them to know we're a resource.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, there to be a code that goes out, right?
Right.
When you pull up into the parking lot. But yet you got so many, right? How do you, what's your philosophy on that? I mean, there's a lot of schools, a lot of principals, a lot of kids. You know, how do you stay connected to all of that?
Use my team.
Yeah.
That's the key. We have to work together as a team.
All right, guys. We appreciate it. One weekend. And keep us posted. We look forward to the next several Fridays. Denise and I are meeting next week. Love to get, like, your principals in here and, you know, tell your school stories, because I really do feel part of the problem in Macon County is it's an older population that doesn't necessarily have a connection to the schools anymore because their kids have graduated or they're all out. And bringing those stories to them, I think, helps tell your story.
Right.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. Dr. Rochelle Clark and Jeff Days, we appreciate it. We'll be back after the break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers. Cloudy with a low around 65. For Saturday, chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:21.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
At Scott State Bank, we have a lot more than money invested in this community. We've invested our time, our interest, our heritage. This is Todd Jeffers, President and CEO, and the fifth generation of the Scott banking family. Our roots run deep in Central Illinois, and we've been dedicated to this community since 1887. I invite you to check out all the benefits a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. Being local is a key to our success, and we want to be your community bank. At Scott State Bank, we are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you. Member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's a great song, but all I can ever remember now is Ghostbusters.
Yep. That's how I learned this song.
Is that really? Yeah. I had history with it before, but now that seems to be all that pops to the forefront when I hear that. Two people. It's surprising and not surprising. You know when you have that kind of feeling? Like, it's not surprising, it's disappointing. It's not surprising that it's what it is. Which is, we say that about too many things in life anymore.
I agree with you 100%. One thing to kind of point out here, though, is just a few weeks ago, we had so many people pointing and saying what to do. Here's what you should do. Here's what
That's the easy thing to do.
That you would have thought that
somebody
would go, you know what? Here's my shot.
They don't want that. They don't want to actually put the time in.
And that's both directions of yes school, no school. A lot of people weighing in.
Yeah.
Weighing in frequently.
What you just said is absolutely 100% true, but it is also 100% against the grain about the way we live as Americans.
Food critics that don't want to hop in the kitchen.
Yeah, but it's worse. You know, if you get a bad meal, it's a bad meal. You get a bad education, it's the rest of your life.
That's right.
You got until noon today. Maybe you're out there. Maybe you don't have a dog in the fight. Maybe you're not upset about Lincoln Park. Or maybe you just give a damn about the kids of this community that deserve a first-class education.
maybe you can make a difference.
Maybe you want to roll up your sleeves and do a little bit of your part to make some of that happen. I think it's, you know, there are people out there, you know, my standard has always been this. And fair or unfair, you know, if you don't vote, you really do, in my eyes, lose a lot of authority to your opinion about how things should be. And that's showing up one day or mailing in a ballot or, I mean, it's nothing work-wise.
No hurdle.
For you.
Very small. Barrier to entry.
Yeah. So that, to me, if you're posting on Facebook, if you're showing up at a meeting, if you're screaming at somebody, if you're not voting in that particular area, then you lose all of my respect. And it isn't even a respect thing. You probably don't have any of that to begin with. It's just I dismiss you like you are literally the little Paris Hilton dog in the corner barking. And then there's another level beyond that of people who constantly want to tell them how to do their jobs but won't actually ever, when called upon, roll their sleeves up and do it themselves. And that doesn't necessarily mean serving on an elected board. It could be volunteering for the foundation or being in the classroom or doing like what First Christian Church does out there with that school across the street from them. There's a lot of ways you can serve. But with all the noise, and I don't know how big that noise was, meaning I don't know how many actual people. I like what the young kid was saying on social media, like, okay, it seems like 100 people, but let's just say it's 500 people. So out of all of that noise, and then all of the other people who are going, no, 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 two people put their name in the hat. Surprising and not surprising, all at the same time. But mainly just disappointing. And there's going to be fewer and fewer. And I have watched this decline. This isn't an old guy moment. I'm telling you, it has declined. There used to be a plethora of choices for city council members or school board members. And the people who wouldn't ever bother to drive to a meeting to address the board, but just want to take to social media and accuse people of crimes. And it has mattered. It has made a difference in public service to the detriment of public service, to the detriment of citizens, and more importantly, our kid citizens. And there's a whole lot of people, which is why I think the thing that pissed me off more than anything about this whole Lincoln Park thing, you and I said from get-go, people don't want to acknowledge this, but from get-go, if we can build a new school, figure it out. I'm not arguing it has got to be here, it's got to be there. Figure it out.
We're going to need several buildings. Let's get one.
Yeah, but all these people and all of their complaining and all of their griping because they didn't want to give up their private park, and that's what it came down to. Where are they when it's not, there were people who were legitimately not in favor of this and I think are not anti-kids or anti-District 61. They were few and far between. Most of the noise was coming from absolute people who did not give a damn about these kids.
Yeah, that's another thing we also said. There are legitimate protests to it objections.
I said that from day one, too.
Yeah.
But there was also a lot of
smoke and mirrors.
And they didn't care and don't care. And that's the balance in life. You don't know. But with all that noise, you'd think somebody would go, well, here's a school board seat that's being vacated that I can actually go make a difference. I can actually help steer the ship in the direction I think it needs to go. Two. Maybe it's two really great resumes.
Let's hope.
My guess is probably not. Just based on history. All right. I really hope. And my intent is, and I know, Nick, you feel the same way, or at least I hope you do, it in the weeks moving forward, I don't want to do this bureaucratic stuff. I want kids and principals and teachers. I want the day-to-day heart and soul of District 61 in here every Friday morning.
That's exactly how I feel. There's a lot of great stories. I want people to hear them. There are great stories.
And, yes.
They need to be told. You don't need to make up stories. They're there. That's it.
Completely, completely agree.
Yeah. We're proud of these kids.
Give you the free plug bell.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know why it's a struggle to help them do that. We're meeting next week. Hopefully we can map out a plan. Help me help you. Okay. I got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories news. We'll be back with more. Topper coming up next.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Explore the night sky during the 38th annual Astronomy Jamboree. This free event will be held at Friends Creek Conservation Area tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. Enjoy old-time bluegrass music by the Red Wheelbarrows from 8 to 8:45. Then view the stars and visible planets through telescopes. You should be able to see Jupiter and Saturn and closely examine the surface of our moon. The State Treasurer's live unclaimed property auction is tomorrow at the Illinois State Fair. Many of the items come from long-forgotten safe deposit boxes and include Beatles memorabilia, a 100-ounce Engelhard silver ingot, jewelry, a silver Fabergé picture frame, and more. The live auction begins tomorrow morning at 11. Anyone interested can preview the items starting at 9 a.m. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Hadi Matar, the man accused of attacking author Salman Rushdie, is being held without bail after a court appearance in upstate New York.
He pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault. Prosecutors say Matar drove 12 miles from Lake Erie to attack the Satanic Verses author, who had a bounty placed on his head following the book's 1988 publishing.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Matar's next court appearance is mid-September. Three people are dead after two planes collided mid-air near Watsonville Airport in Northern California. Cam Primavera is an eyewitness.
It was too horrific a collision. It wasn't like they just barely rubbed up against each other. It was almost like a missile hitting another plane.
The FAA says the planes were attempting to land when they crashed. America is listening to Fox News.
As you see out your life's goals and ambitions, know that Gailey Eye Clinic is here for you. From pediatric eye care to cataract surgery, we are committed to providing our patients with the most advanced treatments to improve their vision at every step of their journey. Have questions about your eyesight? Lean on our team of doctors with decades of experience to ensure your vision is at its best. Learn more at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
This is Tom Brinkotter, designated managing broker and owner of Brinkotter Realtors. With mortgage rates on the rise, a buildup of homes on the market won't be far behind. I'd encourage anyone thinking of selling their home to have a conversation with your Brinkotter agent now. Waiting much longer will mean more competition, less buyer demand, and a missed opportunity to get the most potential value for your home. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today or give us a call at 217-875-0555.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be nice and sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy and a low of 65. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 80. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back on a Friday. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, big news after we got off the air yesterday in this media rights deal with the Big Ten. What are your thoughts?
Well, we've known this was coming for quite a while, but what we didn't know was just how jumbo the numbers would be now that the Big Ten can include future members Southern Cal and UCLA with their LA TV market, along with the Chicago and New York markets. And yesterday, the conference announced a new seven-year media rights deal worth between $7 and $8 billion with Fox, CBS, and NBC. I'm told this will be every bit of $8 billion once the math is actually done, and after it amps up to reach its full value, probably in year three, and it will deliver $80 million to $100 million per school per year. And that includes money from generated by the Big Ten Network, which is still a part of this broad-reaching group of networks that will give the Big Ten coast-to-coast exposure that should be at its most spectacular on football Saturdays beginning next year. The league has designed its Saturday football coverage to very closely resemble the setup that the National Football League enjoys right now on Sundays, and that is a national triple header with Fox taking the early 11 a.m. time slot with a nationally televised Big Ten football game, then CBS televising a national 2:30 game, and NBC broadcasting a primetime night game every Saturday. NBC's Peacock streaming service and also the Paramount Plus streaming service are involved also, as is the Big Ten Network. I mean, it is a complex deal. We're talking mostly about football right now, basketball heavily involved, all the Olympic sports. Not included in the new deal is ESPN, which has a commitment to the SEC and the ACC and just didn't have the available time slots that the Big Ten was looking for. But the inclusion of NBC is significant in that it improves the chance of eventually landing Notre Dame as a conference member due to Notre Dame's TV relationship with NBC. There's no guarantees that will happen, but if Notre Dame determines that giving up its independence is to its advantage for one reason or another, and $80 to $100 million a year could be one reason or another, that includes their that improves their chance of hooking up with the Big Ten. It's a very complex deal, but if you're Josh Whitman and you're the athletic director at the University of Illinois and you suddenly realize I'm going to get a check for $100 million every year, it makes it easier to pay coaches and pay bills and weather a period in your sports history where football's not filling your stadium. And, you know, you're working on that. That's the ultimate thing. You know, now we're packing the stadium and we're getting $100 million from our media rights deals. Now you're in great shape. And kudos to Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, who I thought was off to a really rocky start when he took over from Jim Delaney, but has recovered. He was heavily involved in the creation of this deal. And I mean, there's not a lot to dislike about it. As fans, we'll have to become used to new ways to do things. I think you're going to have to get Peacock if you want to follow all this stuff. I think it's $5 a month if you're willing to put up with a few commercials. So, you know, we'll see. But, man, this is a lot of money for these schools.
No doubt about it. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little Cardinals and Deshaun Watson with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank.
And I'm Doug DeHorty, Community Bank President.
At FNB, we are partnering with businesses in the Decatur area of all sizes. We know the value of working with service providers that you know and have access to. We added our downtown branch for just that reason.
We want to be where the businesses that need us are. And if you can't make it to either branch, we'll come to you. FNB can help you save with your deposit accounts, finance your vehicle fleet at low rates, and we can streamline the decision-making process in-house. Come see us at either FNB location.
Member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Cardinals. Big game for Albert Pujols.
Oh, indeed. I mean, this, you know, the Cardinals' old folks' home took a victory lap yesterday. 42-year-old Albert Pujols hit a pinch hit grand slam, drove in five. 40-year-old Adam Wainwright pitched seven shutout innings as the Cardinals pounded the Rockies 13-0. Cardinals have won 12 of their last 13 home games and continue to lead Milwaukee by three games after the Brewers beat the Dodgers. Milwaukee now heads to Wrigley Field to open a weekend series against the Cubs this afternoon, and St. Louis heads west and will play at Arizona tonight at 8:40 with Miles Michaelis pitching. The other big news yesterday was The agreement reached in the Deshaun Watson sexual misconduct case, the Cleveland Browns quarterback will be suspended for 11 games, fined $5 million, and have to undergo counseling in a mandated treatment program that would hopefully help him understand that what he did with 25 women during massage sessions is not okay. I thought it was disturbing after this announcement to hear him say, you know, he's still not guilty of anything. And I would just ask this, in what, other than sports, in what do you still get to keep your job when you do this not once or twice, but 25 times? And he has a $230 million contract with every penny guaranteed. People have been fired for uttering one thoughtless word, and he keeps his job and still claims innocence with 25 examples of sexual misconduct. It's unbelievable. That guy is delusional.
Yeah, and the fans, if he wins, won't care at all.
Not at all.
That's the deal. Mark,
it's true. I mean,
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, no doubt. And if he loses, then they will care. Mark, have a great weekend. We appreciate you as always. Mark Tupper, just the best at what he does. Albert Pujols now 6 home runs behind Alex Rodriguez on the all-time list.
And approaching 700, too. Coming real close.
He's at 690.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez, you know, ended his career four shy of that.
Right.
Man, yeah. You think you would stick around for those 4 home runs?
I think so. We left.
Then you're in. Then you are in the conversation, literally, with Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and well, Barry Bonds.
We left the Sunday game against the Brewers. Albert, having hit a home run, said, "You know what? That might have been the last home run Albert hits in Busch Stadium." Nope.
Nope. Grand slam.
Yeah, he's well on his way.
Pinch hit grand slam. Yeah. So when you look at that list, right, and I am not a statistical list. I'm not one of those purist baseball guys. It'd be great. I'm an Albert fan. I'd love to see him get as high on that list as he could. You know, hit 700. That'd be great, right? Yeah. Just for him.
Be nice.
But it's weird when you look at that list, right, because some are so, like, magical and some are so tainted.
For context, as a kid, the club was the 500 club. That was the greats. When I grew up, the painting by Norman Rockwell had the 500 home run club.
I don't know what you're talking about. Babe Ruth had 714.
There were two guys that were way past it.
Hank Aaron had 755.
500 was the threshold.
500 doesn't get you the top 10.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but it didn't any. I mean, Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds played Willie Mays. These
667, I believe.
Willie Mays is 6th on the home run list. Mm-hmm. Jim Thome, Frank Robinson, Harmon Killebrew. Mm-hmm. I'm confused where you're coming from as a kid. Half this list played way before you were ever born.
Yeah, there was a famous painting, and it was called the 500 Home Run Club. And
well, how old is the painting?
It was when I was a kid. It was like 20 years ago.
Oh, hang on a second. You were 20 years ago.
30 years ago. How about that?
This is
30 years ago. 30 years ago. How about that?
Okay. I'm looking for the painting. I'm just curious because I think there's some sort of, you've got some cosmic kind of thing stuck in your timeline that doesn't make any sense.
I love that.
It's the 500. Okay, you said Norman Rockwell earlier.
Style.
Okay,
style.
I got
it
you.
Wasn't
you
him said in particular.
Quite, yeah.
Yep.
You can buy it, by the way, for $12,500.
Yeah, I wanted it so bad, and it was like $2,500 or something.
All right, I'm trying to figure out like when this was done. I'm not finding. Anyway, 1999 or 96, it went up for auction. Anywho, if you look at the Home Run Club overall, right,
mm-hmm.
and you go Hank Aaron, iconic hero.
Yep,
I saw him in person hit 2 home runs at the old Busch Stadium when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
When he played for the Atlanta phase of the mm-hmm. Braves, Babe Ruth, right, iconic. Albert Pujols, Willie Mays, Ken Griffey Jr., Frank Robinson, Harmon Killebrew. But then you got the Rafael Palmeiros, you got the Mark McGuires, you got the Sammy Sosas, you got the Barry Bonds. And I find myself, when I look at this list, not being a purist, that I feel like half these guys shouldn't be on this list with the other half of the guys.
I would say that makes you a purist.
No, it doesn't. One opinion about one line item makes me a purist. Or I'm not
topic.
In favor of cheating. That's a purist? Huh?
I mean, the stats are in there. The number one home run guy of all time is Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and he cheated.
I suppose.
What do you mean you suppose? Now you're arguing that he didn't cheat?
I don't know that he cheated.
Okay. You don't know that Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and Rafael Palmeiro cheated?
Well,
you don't know that Alex Rodriguez cheated? Come on. Why are you so wormy on this? I don't get it.
Because they had the ability to not let it happen.
Then that's even worse.
If it was bad, so let's I'll just concede. Let's, for the sake of this point, let's concede they were cheating.
Okay? I don't think that that's even a concession.
Well, I mean, the stats went in the book. They could have stopped
it. Is Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
Is the Hall of Fame?
Is Mark McGwire going to be in the Hall of Fame? Is Sammy Sosa going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Major League Baseball? No. Also, no. It's not theirs.
Man, you are eating around the edges of trying to find a foothold here, and I just...
The dude should be in the Hall of Fame. He's the best baseball player to ever have played.
And cheated. And that is the asterisk that will forever be with him.
In a hall full of cheaters.
Okay. That doesn't mean... Man, did you skip the day your mom said two wrongs don't make a right?
No, what I'm saying is if the argument is simply cheating, then we need to people out.
Okay.
If that's what we're doing.
I absolutely. What I'm saying is when I look at this list, I only went to the list to see where Albert Pujols was behind Alex Rodriguez. And when I went to the list, I'm like, man, I really have a different view of half of these guys than I do the other half of these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. It's totally... A perspective thing.
No, you just said I'm a purist, you know, basically snob.
No,
you said that Barry Bonds, well, you didn't really get caught. I mean, do you think that there is a definitive argument to be made that Barry Bonds didn't cheat? His head grew. I mean, seriously.
I'm not going to die on the Barry Bonds hill, but I will die.
You already died on it.
He's the best player to have ever.
And
done.
Cheated.
And
but that's what you got to say at the end of that sentence. If you're going to have a declarative sentence about Barry Bonds' career, just like Pete Rose or anybody else, and I've argued Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not arguing Barry Bonds shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I think he should, because you're right. The numbers leading up to that thing, he had the ability, which makes it even worse in some ways.
I mean, if that's the narrative, yeah, absolutely.
But you got to say Barry Bonds, best baseball player in the history of baseball, and he cheated. And you got to say the same thing about Mark McGwire. You got to say the same thing about Sammy Sosa. You got to say the same thing about Rafael Palmeiro or give me a pitcher. I'm drawing a blank.
Probably Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens. Yeah. Dominant. Dominant at his best, and he cheated.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Alex Rodriguez, incredible baseball player. You watch that entire thing about the Derek Jeter documentary, the captain, really good. But what you take away from that, and not just from Derek Jeter, but Alex Rodriguez is in that quite a bit, and so is everybody else. Derek Jeter is a first-round Hall of Famer who led his team to 5 World Series and had the respect of everyone, and nobody liked Alex Rodriguez because he was only in it for himself. And he cheated.
Yeah. Not very likable either.
Right?
Bonds,
neither was Barry Bonds.
Yeah, not very likable.
And he cheated.
Yeah.
So let me allow me, if you will, before we go to the folks at Brinkhotter, to root for my boy Albert, who has never been busted cheating, so I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he hasn't.
Fair enough.
And I hope he passes Alex Rodriguez.
I do too.
Twofold, because I love Albert and Alex Rodriguez cheated. So I'd rather have my guy on top of that guy.
I'm with that.
Okay,
Albert's
thank
a great
you.
Guy.
We'll take a break. When we get back, the folks from Brinkhotter will be in. Stay tuned.
Did you know one of the many ways the Community Foundation of Macon County supports our community is through grants? Hi, this is Rachel Moran, Director of Communications for the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I'm here to share that we are accepting applications for our Impact 100 grant from September 1st to October 1st. Each year, the Impact 100 grant supports nonprofit programs that build capacity and support individual and community well-being. This year's funding focus supports mental health, social enrichment, and engagement programming. Nonprofit organizations are encouraged to apply. The Community Foundation of Macon County and its donors are committed to strengthening our community and creating a better quality of life for all. It is through the generosity of our donors that programs like the Impact 100 grant sustain Macon County for generations to come. For more information on the Impact 100 grant, please visit our website at MaconCountyGives.org or call 217-429-3000.
In Champaign, the colors orange and blue don't mean you're a fan. They mean you're family.
Yes! Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Illinois!
Join us Saturday, August 27th as the Fighting Illini open the season against the Wyoming Cowboys.
Throwing it right over the middle. It's intercepted. And the Illini are going to spring another upset.
On your home for Fighting Illini football.
WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and Navicator.com.
To Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. A lot to get to. If you go to the Now Decatur Facebook page right now, you can get a $25 gift card to Kaz's Pizza and Pub. Just like, comment, feel free to share on our listing this week, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of seconds. With Brittany Lamb from the Key Team in the studios here. Ryan Campbell joins us as well. That means Tom's golfing today. And how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, good to have you with us. Talk to me a little bit about the market.
Well, the market's still, I'm pretty active. We were just talking before we came in here. There are a lot of active buyers still searching for a home. And it ranges, too, from a $100,000 house up to your real high-end lake home. So there's a pretty strong demand out there. In the last 30 days, we had 128 homes that closed. And right now, we've got about 162 active listings and 186 pending. So our market, I mean, is still holding steady, still holding strong. You can read the news and different articles, but I mean, we seem to be somewhat insulated from that.
It just takes longer
to
get here.
It takes a while to trickle down.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
I really believe whether it's news or fashion or homes or whatever it might be, you know, it moves from the East Coast and the West Coast to the middle, and it just takes a little longer to get here.
The Midwest is like its own little animal.
You know what? That's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And certainly with this. All right, so you can go to brinkouter.com to see 1225 Nolan Avenue in Mount Zion. Brittany, where is this in Mount Zion?
It is right off of Baltimore. It has easy access to the walking path there, right behind the baseball fields.
Okay. All right. So you're getting out towards, like, you know,
before you get to Maine,
past Weichel's Road and over in that area. Okay. And the first thing I notice in the pictures is an in-ground pool and an unbelievable backyard, right?
Yeah. So the entertainment at this house is perfect. They have a sunroom that overlooks the backyard. So if you have kids swimming, you can kind of stay away up in that sunroom, keep an eye on them. But it also has a bar right off of the pool, plenty of concrete space for lounge chairs. It's a pretty awesome setup.
All right. So and when you're normally talking in this price range, you know, $210,000, you've got about $112 per square foot, but you don't normally get this kind of entertainment area in a neighborhood like this,
yeah,
on property like this.
Yeah, an in-ground pool is kind of hard to find right now.
Heated in-ground pool.
Heated in-ground pool.
Oh, it is.
Which is important for those early months.
No doubt about
it. Extra months out of
that.
Good stuff. So how do people, I mean, clearly they can go look at brinkouter.com or they can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page this morning to try to win that $25 gift card to Kaz's Pizza and Pub. But how do they get a chance to see this in person?
You know, giving us a call or their agent a call and scheduling a private showing is the best way right now. The house has been shown quite a bit, so I would say get on it.
Yeah, that's the one thing we're still seeing here is that the stuff's not staying on the market very long.
I can say about 82% of the homes sold in the last 30 days sold in less than 30 days. So, I mean, things are still moving quickly. Now, maybe they're not selling in the first week. Maybe it's taken 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but what would that have been 5 years ago?
Right. It would have been probably 90 to 120 days is
right?
About the average. Yeah. So, we are seeing that sign of return to normalcy. Again, I want to just reiterate to people, go on brinkouter.com, create an account. If you are actively looking, it's a good idea to create those safe searches, get instant notifications when new houses hit the market. Just, it just helps you keep current. stay on top of this market as new listings and that inventory starts to build. You want to be the first to know.
Right. And I like the, you know, next to every listing, you have the payment calculator. You can sort of see how this works within your budget, right? I mean, you look at this, you know, with a 30-year mortgage, you know, you're paying $708 a month. You got a heated in-ground pool, four beds and two baths in a nice neighborhood. That's a pretty good deal.
Easy access to shopping. Yeah, you got ample space for a family and... Yeah, that pool is gorgeous.
Pools are pools, you think, but then you see some and you go, no, they really put some thought into that. That looks like a resort pool.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, we got to take one last break. You guys stick tight. We'll be back to wrap things up. Here's Nick Smith with your, what do we call this thing? The
News
Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast?
Right. All right,
I thought I had it. We'll be back.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy with a low around 65. For Saturday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees. Your WSOY time, it's 7:54.
You can jumpstart your car with a device you can hold in your hand. I'm Laurie from Rex Battery, and if you find yourself with a dead battery, the NOCO Genius Boost is all you need. You don't have to wait for a friend to show up, call a tow truck, or hope a stranger has jumper cables. If you have the NOCO Genius Boost, you have the charge you need to get your car going again. One charge can get you as many as 20 jumps. Rex Battery always carries the latest technology, and these small devices pack big power, enough oomph to start your cars, trucks, and even boats. They even have USB ports so you can get your phone powered up if you're stranded. The NOCO Genius Boost. Pick up one today at Rex Battery, 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by Tiro Health.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Pool's even got a basketball hoop. I'm just saying.
Basketball player?
Never occurred to me to play basketball in a pool.
You never done that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't play basketball like on ground.
I think my choice would be volleyball.
It's like the only way I can dunk.
My choice is like a drink in one hand and something that floats.
Something that floats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how it's concreted around there.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's just a lot of extra space too.
There's pools and then there's pools. Yeah. This is
a
pool with a very functional
green area off of the concrete. Yeah. So she has a trampoline set up, obviously. You can remove that and still have plenty of space for your dog.
The inside's really nice, too.
Yep. Yes. 1225 Noland Avenue in Mount Zion is the address. You can go to the Nowdecatur Facebook page right now. Bring out our home highlight and like and comment. Feel free to share. You can win a $25 gift card to Causes Pizza and Pub. I'm assuming that's good for either any of the Causes locations.
Yes.
No matter where you live. We got one out east. There's one out north. Good stuff. All right, that Four Seasons room, all of it. Four beds, two baths, large privacy fenced lot, too. I think that comes with the pool. You think about that, too.
Yes.
It's a necessity. Very nice. Well, the fencing's nice fencing.
Yes.
I mean, it's very attractive. Good stuff. If people want to see this in person, what is the phone number for them to call?
855-KEY-TEAM.
Really?
Yeah. We make it simple.
Keep it simple.
Actually, that sounds more complicated because then is that K-E-Y? Yes, it is. And don't forget the 217 because you got to put that in now, which is the new thing.
No. That's an 800 number.
It is an 800 number?
Yeah, 855.
Oh.
K-team. Well, it wouldn't be 217-855.
They ran out of 800
But aren't there cell numbers that are 855?
Yes, but those are the 217-855.
Thus the confusion, Nick.
I think it's pretty simple. 855-KEY-TEAM.
I had an 855 number.
We just repeated it about six times, so I think everybody's got it now.
Yeah.
All right. Just go to the Nowdecatur Facebook page and check it out. All right, guys. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thanks.
Angela's going to join us next. You know music can actually relieve pain?
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I have to have music working out, right? I mean, it is an absolute necessity. I don't think I can do it without it. I mean, I'm sure I could if I had to, but it for some it helps. It literally does. And then what if you take salt out of your diet and replace it with another seasoning? I'm going to tell you how many years you can add to your lifetime.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to get to all of that coming up on the top of the hour break. Angela from The Y joining us. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The city of Decatur is moving forward with a major water quality improvement plan after being awarded a federal grant of more than $9 million. The grant comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Last Thursday, the Richland Community College Foundation honored several community members and businesses for their generosity at their annual meeting and awards celebration. In the last year, the foundation awarded more than $900,000 in scholarships, exceeding their fundraising goal by 12%. The staff worked with local businesses, bringing in more than $3.3 million to establish new educational programs. Go to nowdecatur.com to see a list of awardees. If you're planning on going to the state fair this weekend, the weather today and Sunday looks excellent. There is a chance of rain tomorrow. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.